Thank you, Dr. Merkel. Before I begin, I want to acknowledge the VA Nursing Home Infection Surveillance Task Force, who provided the leadership for this survey, and they are Dr. Gary Rosell, Dr. Chester Davis, Dr. Cynthia Gilbert, Linda Dankel, Ona Montgomery, Robert Langberg, Dr. Krista Hilo, Dr. Sue Bradley, Dr. Michael Miller, Dr. Robert Gaines, and from the CDC, Dr. Chesley Richards. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is the largest single provider of long-term care in the United States, and until recently, the prevalence of nursing home-associated infection among residents of VA nursing home care units was not known. In 2005, a VA nursing home infection surveillance task force, represented by the Office of the Medical Inspector, Office of Infectious Disease, and Office of Geriatrics and Extended Care, conducted a nationwide quality improvement initiative to enhance the quality and infection surveillance for VA nursing home veterans. The methods used was a web-based one-day point prevalence survey of nursing home-associated infection, using modified Centers for Disease Control Prevention definitions for healthcare-associated infections. I guess it's not moving this. Okay. The survey was conducted in all 133 VA nursing home care units on November the 9th, 2005. 100% or 11,475 nursing home care unit residents responded to the survey on survey day. Results show that from a total population of 11,475 nursing home care unit residents, 591 had at least one nursing home associated infection for a point prevalence rate of 5.2%. Thus, 591 of these residents had a total of 640 nursing home acquired infection. So some of the residents had to have more than one infection. Results of the types of nursing home-associated infection showed that 181 residents, or 28.3%, had symptomatic urinary tract infections. And we see that 12.3% had asymptomatic bacteriuria, 9.4% with pneumonia, 9.2% with skin infection, 7% gastroenteritis, 5.8% soft tissue infection, and all others 28%. Of the top six types of infection, they together constituted 72% of all the nursing home associated infections. Age distribution showed more residents were in the age group between 60 and 79. The group under 60 years of age was only 2,143 residents, and those greater than 80 were 4,348, the majority being in this age group. The prevalence of nursing home-associated infection amongst these three age groups ranged from 4.9% to 5.4% and did not significantly differ from each other at a p-value of greater than 0.05. Results of prevalence of device use showed a total of 2,817 residents had one or more indwelling devices. Of these, 309 residents also had one or more nursing home-associated infection with a prevalence rate of 11%. 309 and the rate 11%. In contrast, the prevalence of nursing home associated infection in residents without indwelling devices was only 3.3%. The difference between these two groups was statistically highly significant at p less than 0.001. Results of types of devices used show that 2,817 residents with one or more indwelling devices had a total of 3,528 devices. The five most frequently employed devices accounted for 79.3% of all devices used. So there were 1,233 indwelling urinary catheters, 670 percutaneous gastrostomy tube, 308 IV peripheral lines, 303 peripherally inserted central catheter, and 283 suprapubic urinary catheter. This slide summarizes the prevalence of nursing home associated infection in large-scale surveys conducted since 1990. In 1991, a survey of 53 Maryland nursing homes with 4,259 residents showed a prevalence of 4.4%. That's the number of residents. In 1996, a survey of 830 French public hospitals with 52,943 residents reported a prevalence of 7.6%. And in 2000, a survey of 70 Norwegian long-term care facilities with 13,762 residents reported a prevalence of 6.5%. That's the Norwegian. And in 2005, 133 U.S. VA nursing home care units, our current survey, had 11,475 residents reported a nursing home associated infection prevalence rate of 5.2%. Despite the differences in case mix, infection definitions, type, number, and size of facilities, and geographic location, the prevalence rate of nursing home associated infection were rather consistent, ranging from 4.4% to 7.6%. In summary, this is the largest survey of nursing home associated infection in the U.S., involving 11,475 residents in 133 VA nursing home care units, with a point prevalence rate of 5.2%. There was no statistical difference in the prevalence of nursing home associated infection amongst different age groups. Urinary tract infection, asymptomatic bacteriuria, skin infection, gastroenteritis, soft tissue infection were most prevalent, constituting 72% of all nursing home-associated infections. Residents with indwelling devices were three times more likely to have nursing home-associated infection. Indwelling urinary catheters, percutaneous gastrostomy tube, IV peripheral lines, peripherally inserted central catheters, and suprapubic urinary catheters were most common, accounting for 79.3% of all devices used. In conclusion, based upon the survey result, We believe that there are effective infection surveillance and control programs in VA nursing home care unit with a point prevalence of nursing home associated infection rate of 5.2%. Additional information can be found in a manuscript of the survey that has been accepted by the American Journal of Infection Control for publication in the spring of 2008. Thank you very much.